On ACB Radio's main menu, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use.
And very special greetings to you and welcome to my special report. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, reporting for main menu. What I'd like to talk to you about today is a program called News Anchor. And News Anchor can be obtained free from www.fittoread.com. That's www.fit2read.com. The program is completely free, and what News Anchor does, it delivers news to your desktop. Basically what it does, it goes out, it searches the web for all the news stories within a given period of time, and it is completely customizable. You can ask it to go out every so often, so many hours, or once a day, or once every few days, or whatever, or you can manually refresh it at your convenience. Now, this particular program is mouse-driven, which means you do basically have to use your mouse to work it. So if your mouse skills are not too great, probably this would not be the program for you. But I think the program is quite accessible. I think it should work reasonably well. Let's review the screen. Now, I'll be using my mouse keys with window eyes here to review the screen.
Top left. Foo. Jan 18.
Now, the first thing it shows me is the date. This is the last date I had it running. The date of recording is January the 18th. So I had it running on January the 18th. Underneath this, we have the main heading.
BBC.
BBC. That's the main heading. Underneath that, we have the subheadings.
Left.
Is what we have.
Custom control. SciTech.
SciTech is the name of the subheading. Now, underneath this, we have the headlines. And basically, the way they have them arranged is they have them arranged sort of in a column-type format. But, of course, with window-wise, I'm reading straight across. But it still works okay. So we have the date and then the first headline from the BBC.
Jan 18. Latest Mir mission delayed. 4:49 a.m. Russia delays the launch of an unmanned spacecraft needed to help scuttle the space station, Mir. Jan 18. Space animals make safe return. 4:49 a.m. China's Shenzhou 2 spacecraft may have carried a monkey, a dog, a rabbit, and snails into space.
Now, there were the headlines, and the first thing it showed was the current date, and then the headline, and then underneath it, it showed the time of the headline that it was taken, and you saw it was 4:49 a.m. That's when the news story actually came out. Or perhaps that's when I actually updated it. I don't think so, though. I think that's when it was issued, is what I believe that to be. So then we can go down.
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg is the next main heading. That's the next grouping of news sources. And we have the subheading. The first one is
technology.
Technology. And this is some of the Bloomberg headings.
Jan 18. Vignette shares plunge after software maker lowers forecast to cut. 5:27 a.m. Jobs. Vignette Corporation shares fell as much as 27% in early trading after the maker of software for commercial websites lowered its first quarter and full year outlooks and said it will cut jobs to save money. Jan 18. Samira 2000 pre-tax profit falls 35 on cost of developing new 4:50 a.m. services. Sanira Oyj, Finland's largest phone company, indicated that fourth quarter pre-tax profit before one-time items fell 72% on costs to develop and market new services. Its shares fell as much as 12%. Jan 18. 4:50 a.m. Outlook. International Business Machines Corporation shares rose as much as 5.75% after the number one computer maker reported greater than expected fourth quarter sales and profit and gave an upbeat outlook for 2001. Graphic. Click here for more information. Ready. Arrow.
And now we're at the bottom of the screen. So what I would do if I wanted to continue
top
to
left.
Read headlines, I'd go back to the top of the screen.
Ooh, Jack BBC.
And then I would page down.
Ooh, Jam 18, Bloomberg.
And I'm still reading Bloomberg.
Technology.
Technology news.
Jam 18 ASML 2000 profit quadruples to EU 347 million on mobile phone chip.
Now I can go back up.
Technology.
To the first heading where it says technology, and I can down, or page down.
Daily briefing.
And now I'm at a different heading and subheading. The heading
Business Week
is Business Week, and the that's the main heading, and then the subheading underneath it
Daily Briefing
is the Daily Briefing columns.
Jam 18. OSX thinking too different? 450 of the McWorld crowd wasn't loud. Worse, developers are reluctant to rewrite. Applications. Apple has a problem. Jam 18 beating a path to disabled workers. 450 of high-tech giant Cisco has seen the good business sense of scouting for hires in the disabled community.
Now let's say I wanted to read this story about the disabled community. First of all, I'm going to arrow back up.
A-N.
And I'm going to go back to where the date is here. It says Jan 18.
Space 18BEATING. Space A. Space G. Jan 18. Beating a path to disabled.
Okay, now the first word is beating.
A. Space E. A T application Jam 18 A N 18 E E.
So what I'm going to do is I put my mouse pointer on the first word. Anywhere on the first word is fine, and then I
left
click it once. What that's going to do is it's going to launch my web browser. It's now doing that, and the web browser, it's going to actually go out to the web, and if all goes well, it's going to bring up the story so that we can actually look at the story. And we'll be able to read the story. So basically what you do is you just find what you're interested in, and you left click, and it will take you out to the web so that you can read the story, but you can look at the headlines.
Loading page. Load them as frames. Link click here to go
with
directly
it.
To the story. Link click here to go directly to the story.
Okay, now if I want to go directly to the story, they want me to click the link, so we'll do that. And
loading
then that will take
them.
Us...
Visited link click here
to the story, I believe. Let's just read down a little and see where
link
we
close,
where we go here.
January 18, 2001.
Here we go.
Close window.
Here's the story itself. We'll just read just a little of the story to give you an idea.
January 18, 2001, Assistive Technology by John M. William Cisco beats a path to disabled workers. The high-tech giant has seen the good business sense of scouting for hires in the disabled community. Students at the Rochester Institute for the Deaf might have a Cisco Systems career in their future. The high-tech juggernaut is looking to set up a recruiting relationship with the technical training departments of the school as part of an ongoing push to hire more disabled employees. Sounds like a nice press release, but this initiative is hardly a token effort. In fact, Cisco is not only a NASDAQ bellwether, but also a leader in recruiting and employing the disabled. The San Jose, California-based company, which makes the computer routers that direct traffic on the internet, also recruits disabled employees through disability organizations, including regional groups such as Project Hired, TransAxis, Sensory Access, and national groups such as the National Disability Business Council. In fact, the company recently took the extra step of developing and implementing its own curriculum for teaching disability etiquette and outreach techniques to Cisco recruiters.
And so forth and so on.
/dot.
This is an interesting area. It's called Geek News, and it's all the highest tech and way out news stories. It's quite good. This one's called Geek News.
Jam 18. Remember in 3/6-bit decks. 5:43 a.m. Jinman writes very interesting red that details a number of historical events in.
This is an article about Linux.
Computing history, Kermit, Emacs, etc. Self-described as a non-technical. Reminiscence written in 1988 on the occasion of unplugging Columbia University's last DEC System 20 for a digital press book that was to commemorate DEC's 3/6-bit machines with a series of articles, but was never published. Minor, notes, glossary, links, and HTML formatting added in January 2001. Jam 18. Stop, light. 4:52 a.m. Parvati writes the New York Times is reporting that two separate research teams, both from Cambridge, MA, have managed to slow, stop, and then reconstitute light. The ability to stop and then accurately restore a beam of light. has implications for quantum computing and communication, and that it may provide a mechanism to store the information coded by single photons.
And so forth and so on. But that gives you an idea. Do I think it's a useful tool? Sure I do. And I do recommend it. It is freeware. And you can pick it up again at www.fittoread.com. The program is called News Anchor. 0913 is the current release of the program. I think on the whole, it is a good little program. You know, it works in conjunction with your web browser, and I think on the whole, it's a pretty good program, so it might be something worth picking up. News Anchor from www.fittoread.com. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.